The Foil Cup is almost upon us once again. One of the biggest competitions of its kind in Europe, indeed anywhere around the world, and a great opportunity for young soccer players to get a taste of playing against opposition from all over the world. And for some, it could be the start of who knows what could be a very rewarding and successful career. Well, delighted to say Secretary of the Foil Cup Committee, Philip Devlin, joins me. And Philip, all the indications are we talking perhaps of record numbers of entries this year? It's certainly going to be very close to last year.
Yeah, no, it's well over last year. There's over 700 teams now. We're talking in around maybe the 740 range.
A huge number of teams. Now, tell us just a little bit for those who are not totally au fait with the Foil Cup. We've different age categories. There's boys, there's girls. It's held all over the Northwest, different venues. And then there's different types of competitions between your Shield and your Rose Bowl. And basically, it's a lot of soccer action for all these players. And we've teams coming from all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Over 700 clubs, so we'll have over 13,000 competitors. We'll be using over 50 venues from Derry and Strabane District Council, Causeway Coast and Glens, Donegal Council, Emmishon, Tyrone, Coleraine. So it's really as a mammoth task this year, with just under 3,000 games to take part over the 6 days, which ranges from under 8 right up to under 19. And this year we've seen record entries, not only for the competition as a whole, but also in the girls section, with close to 200 girls teams entering.
Basically, this takes an awful lot of organising, and local soccer associations and referees, you know, everybody has come on board, and without a huge amount of voluntary work, this just would not be possible.
Absolutely. We have over 200 referees this year, again, coming from United States of America, coming from Holland, England, Scotland, Wales. Then we've got our own local organisations. We've got the MSU Football League supporting us, the Donegal Football League, Northwest Referees Association, you know, and further afield also in around the Belfast districts as well. So we've got a lot of support regarding, you know, all these referees have to be appointed, you know, and then all the fixtures also have to be developed as well. So we're using real high-powered software to help us do this type of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the background with a lot of intelligent people, should I say, you know, putting all this together.
And as you mentioned, high intelligence software, certainly that's made it easier to follow the games. Years ago, people might have been waiting on a phone call or results filtering through, but now it's almost immediate and people can follow it very much online.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have our own Foil Cup app going. We'll have our own website. And then also we'll be live in our socials, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, etc. You know, so there's a lot of stuff going on. And again, there's actually a team of guys who are developing the content for the social media as well. And that's really where our educational partners come in. Well, we've got Northwest Regional College who are supporting us with media students who are developing this for us, and also supplying us with the hardware to be able to do it. And then we've also got tremendous support from Ulster University, who have assisted us as well with software, hardware, and also the use of their facilities.
And when the competition started many years ago, it was very much based around Derry City, but as it's expanded, so too has the number of pitches involved. So you're reaching out into parts of Tyrone and Donegal now as well.
Yeah, we have to, because it's got so big. The competition started in 1992 as part of Impact 92, and there was 8 teams in it. You know, year on year, we've actually seen the numbers grow, you know, which is something we're very proud of. Like the first year, you know, I don't know what type of economic impact it had, but the economic impact this year for the Derry area is estimated to be around the £8 million, you know. But we do have teams also staying in Donegal, so you know, when all is said and done, quite possibly we could be up around the £10 million mark, you know, in terms of a total economic impact for the competition as a whole.
Yeah, and looking at it from a Donegal perspective, no shortage of Donegal teams taking part. And one of the highlights for everybody, Philip, is the traditional parade, which really marks the start of it all.
Yeah, we've changed the parade this year for a Monday, so we do. We've always traditionally held it on a Tuesday, but we decided to let's get it out of the road as soon as we can. So the first thing we'll be doing this year, we'll be having the parade. It leaves at 10 a.m. In Ulster University, McGee. Regarding the Donegal entries this year, they've exceeded anything we've had in the previous years. And also the usage of pitches, you know, in the Donegal and the Shone areas, you know, and you know, we're very grateful for this because the competition couldn't be this size if we didn't get the cooperation from the Referees Association and also the clubs, because unlike Derry, a lot of the clubs in Donegal have got their own pitches. So, you know, having the capability for us to effectively ask teams, can you host matches with us? It means that we don't have to have a convener at them grounds, you know, because it's all done by the clubs themselves. So we're very grateful for the work that has been done through the Donegal and Anishon clubs and also the both referees associations.
And worth pointing out, Philip, that down through the years, many a youngster who has taken part in the Foyle Cup has gone on to make a name for themselves at some of the biggest clubs in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look who launched it first last year with Conor Bradley, who really became a mainstay in the Liverpool side this season, and he's done tremendously well also at international level. This year we've had Trent Coney-Doherty launch us first, who's an under-21 player with Liverpool, like Connor was at this time last year. So we're hoping that Trent can push into the first team this year. And even we were just discussing this morning, two local players who were playing in the Foyle Cup this time last year were involved with Derry City in Gibraltar there for a Conference League and also for Larne in the Champions League on Wednesday night. So they were playing the Foyle Cup this time last year and they were sitting in the Premier European competitions this year. So it does assist. And if you ever listen to what the likes of Conor Bradley and Trent Coney-Doherty says, you know, the Foyle Cup was pivotal for their development, because they really got to taste it and play against different cultures and play against different styles of football. So it's a real 1-1 situation. But let's not get all tied up in the elite players. This is truly a festival of football. This will cater all abilities. You know, so it's really reaching out to everybody. And the emergence of the Gaelic game, it's phenomenal this year. You know, they have close to 200 entrants from the Gaelic. It's just unprecedented. When you think where we were with the Gaelic game just pre-COVID, where we had around maybe 20 teams from Gaelic, now we're sitting at nearly 200. So it's nearly grown tenfold. So long may it continue, you know, and we've got plans next year to make the competition a little bit different, but we're looking to increase the numbers also.
And just in conclusion, just give us the dates again and where can one go to find out more about it online?
Yeah, so the competition, the first matches will kick off. The parade will leave at 10 a.m. in the University of Ulster. Anybody about, it's a great occasion. You should attend that, okay? We then move on then. The first games kick off at 12:30. Effectively, anywhere in Derry where there's a football pitch, there will be matches on in the Foyle Cup. And then we've got lots of matches in Donegal and in Shone, Tyrone also. We can be found at our Foyle Cup website, www.foylecup.com, with all the fixtures. We've also got a Foyle Cup app where you can get all the fixtures. And also, if you just want to look at the local social medias as well, we'll be going live for certain games. So everything will be getting updated real time during the week. But if you're in Donegal or Derry next week and you want to watch football, you'll have plenty of opportunities to do so, and everything will be close to hand, because as I say, we are using 59 venues, which is effectively nearly every venue in Derry and the local Donegal area.